Welcome to Delta Affairs Weekly. I'm your host for this week, Adrian Wagner. This week, I'll be speaking with one recipient of this year's Rasmussen Artist Grant, Philip Blanchett. Alongside his brother, Stephen Blanchett, also a grant recipient this year, Blanchett has been making music since he was a child in Bethel. But both he and his brother came into their own with their band Bum Yoa when he was in college. Blanchett won the grant under the category Presentation/Interpretation, and says he plans to reimagine his own songs for a staged multimedia performance. I spoke with Blanchett about growing up in Bethel as an Afro-Yupik and how that plays into his unique musical style, which combines elements of both cultures.
Well, I think what I love about working in the arts and with music, especially with cultural and indigenous music like we do, is that boundaries of the barriers are kind of taken down through an art form like, you know, that's emotive, like music and dance, and we can really. It's beautiful that we have these really these old traditions, and we have these, you know, this way of expressing ourselves through art that we've done, like in Yupik country, for thousands of years. And it's so wonderful when we mix it with other styles and from other parts of the world, and especially with other indigenous arts. And it's like, you see how we're all unified and how we can harmonize together, and it's really, you know, exciting for us to work in a field where we can celebrate that and celebrate each other's culture and see how wonderfully different cultures and cultural experiences and expression, it comes together and it complements each other.
I'm wondering about when you first realized that these two things were compatible. Was there a moment, or was it kind of a...
Mm-hmm. There definitely was. And it was, in our younger days, we were just goofing around singing gospel songs that we grew up singing, ones that we liked. And then my brother was interested in learning some more native songs, more Yupik songs and Inupiaq songs, and I was in a dance group, and so I was teaching him a song that I, you know, that was a common children's song to teach, and it was actually a song from the Barrow area, from up north, and it's an igloo building song, and I started singing that. It's a real simple melody, and Steve kicked in harmonizing, and he jumped up on top of the harmony, and I think it's also because I knew his voice so well, and the kind of the tone and how they blended together. And we just started, you know, singing that melody and feeling the groove. And right, you know, this happened within seconds. And when we both heard that groove and heard that meld, we both just like started laughing and giggling, like we couldn't control ourselves. We couldn't, you know, we stopped. We had to stop singing, and then we, without saying anything, we just tried again, and every time it locked into that, you know, essential harmony. And then once we got that one song down, we started working on a couple other songs, and then we started showing people.
And when did it sort of develop from just like a thing you kind of improvised and that you showed a couple other people, like, hey, check it out, you know, we can sort of do this, like, this kind of trick, you know, this is kind of cool. When did it move from being that sort of thing to a more organized performance?
It was pretty immediate. It was just a matter of weeks. And I was living in Anchorage. My brother was living in Wasilla, and I was attending UAA. And that first harmonizing, when we stumbled upon it, it was in the spring of 95. So it was like maybe April 95. And then in May at the, we were invited. I was explaining what we had stumbled upon to the director of the Native Student Services at the time, Alice Crow, also from Bethel. And she was like listening and like really, really, encouraging and supportive. And then, she's like, do you guys want to perform, at the Native Student, banquet to recognize the, student Native graduates? And I was like, I knew that this was a good gig, you know, a good opportunity. And so I said, yeah, because I knew it was possible. And so I booked it. And then I told my brother, and he didn't really think it was, he thought it was just a passing fun night. But I booked a gig and I forced him to go. My parents separated, and my father moved to Anchorage. And when he was in Anchorage, he was became involved in the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church, and it's called Leek Temple, and it's in Mountain View. It's still there today, and so he became an ordained minister there. From the age 4, until, you know, I was in my, fifth grade or whatever, we stayed with our mom. And so every vacation and break, we would spend time with our dad. And so back in the early days, Steve, I was like maybe 4, and Steve was like, he was 2 years older. And we would just be sitting in the pews of a black church and, you know, coming from Bethel and mainly from a experience out in the bush, out in the YK Delta. And we just became a part of the culture or part of the community there, the church, over the years.
It must have been significantly different than what you'd grown up with in Bethel.
Well, and also the community, you know, the people, you know, the black community at the church, and would go to church would host conventions or like a conference where church conferences, yeah, where people would come from other parts of the state, and then sometimes we would go down Lower 48 and attend other churches. So it was really great to be in. It was familiar because we were from the YK Delta, we are used to being in a big web of communities, where we have a web of relationships where we know people in all these different communities, and you're very, you treat everybody like family. So when we went to Leek Temple and we heard, like, you know, people, you know, Brother and Sister Wilson, like, saying, hey, Brother Blanchett, and, you know, like, treating everybody and saying everybody's brother and sister. it was just, it made sense, and that it was familiar enough for us to understand. Well, and my mom, you know, like she has done a lot of work working with elders, and you know, they often talk about how that, like, the spirituality is all the time. You know, it's always, you're always at church in many ways, because you're always kind of, you know, in a lot of the principles were to live on the, you know, I don't know, in that kind of realm, in that spiritual realm, where you're very respectful for a lot of these beliefs and cultural beliefs, and you're always sensitive to those things, but you're also, you know, like we're talking about, like, embracing the community and appreciating each other. There's a lot of connections, you know, not just through music and harmonizing and rhythm, and it's wonderful to, like I said, work in a art form, in a career that, where we can really, I guess, just celebrate these connections that we have as people and culturally, and to share something, definitely sharing very special ideas and you know, sharing wonderful things from all our fun.
That's all for now. I'm Adrian Wagner, and you've been listening to Delta Affairs Weekly.